Danish and Czech archaeologists have been working to open the tomb of the 16th century Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe, who spent the last years of his life in Prague and is buried in a church in the city's old town. The experts plan to analyse his remains to see if they can throw more light on his mysterious death. Jan Richter was at the church when the exhumation began on Monday morning.
Digging begins at the tomb of the Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe in Prague's Church of Our Lady Befourteen on Monday. Several dozen Danish and Czech scientists are examining his grave. They will later remove the astronomer's coffin with the aim of analyzing his remains. They are hoping to find clues as to how the famous astronomer and alchemist died in 1601. Archaeologist Jens Vellef from Denmark's Aarhus University is in charge of the whole project.
It's working a little slowly. It could have been easier because if the tombstone, the modern tombstone from 1901, it could have been placed directly on the vault and not in concrete. So the concrete was a little difficult to take away. So it took sometimes longer than we expected, but I hope it will be done today.
The tomb of the famous astronomer was first opened in 1901, 400 years after his death. Popular legend has it that Brahe died of an internal infection when his bladder burst, as his good manners did not allow him to leave the table before the emperor. However, recent tests of Brahe's hair removed in the first exhumation have suggested high levels of mercury, prompting speculation that he may have been poisoned, possibly by his collaborator Johannes Kepler. Others believe he might have been murdered at the behest of the Danish king. Jens Vellef is skeptical about these assumptions, and he says his team is not interested in finding the would-be culprit, only ascertaining the cause of death.
Why should people kill him? He was a very nice and pleasant person. So somebody said it was Kepler, somebody said it was Rudolf II, and sometimes here in the newer time it's Christian IV, but it's not therefore we are here. These series are series, of course, and it's nothing we are dealing with in our investigation.
Mr. Vellef says the scientists are also planning to examine the remains of Tycho Brahe's wife, Kirsten. She died 3 years after her husband and was buried next to him in the teen church.
We are very interested also in Tycho Brahe's wife to see in which condition her bones are, because we want to compare her bones with Tycho's bones, so we can see also if she took some medicine with mercury during her life. So it was perhaps a common feature that he and his wife took this sort of medicine. And if it was the case, then it was not so uncommon that he also took mercury medicine when in the period before he died.
After Danish and Czech experts remove the two coffins from the tomb, they will take samples for detailed analysis that will take several months to complete. However, the remains of the famous astronomer and his wife will return to the church on Friday during a mass celebrated by the Archbishop of Prague.
Jan Richter with that fascinating report.